the ocean of dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're gonna be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, since you have been with us previously, you already know that we are talking about the things we should ask from the Almighty Allah and what things we shouldn't ask from Him. We'd better start our prayers by sending and invoking Allah's blessing on Muhammad and his progeny. And another form is to pray for the believers in general. With regard to praying for the believers, we found out, and we concluded specifically in the previous program, that throughout the Holy Quran, the examples of praying all Muslims for all are enormously found, and some of the instances were mentioned. For example, we ask from the Almighty Allah, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. O Lord, do not make our hearts swerve after you have guided us. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. Have mercy on us. Indeed, you are the All-Munificent. So, the examples are a lot throughout the verses of the Holy Quran. But now, let us run a quick analysis and explanation about this third form of prayer. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. What concerns us of these three forms and methods of prayer in the Holy Quran is the second and third form. The first one is not the one we're going to dedicate our time to explaining. These two forms, which is praying of a person for another and praying of a nation, a gathering for all the others, are prayers for the believers. Except that the second kind is a prayer of an individual for all, but the third one is the prayer of all for all. But both forms share some common characteristics. The one who is prayed for, al-mad'u lahu, are all. I mean, other than the one who is praying, the individual does not pray for himself. Rather, he prays for all. Sometimes the prayer of an individual for himself is of no benefit, as in the case when the whole community becomes subject to the punishment of Allah, including the supplicant himself. So even though he might not have committed the sin which others have, but he is also subject to the punishment. So Allah the Exalted says in this regard, and be aware of a punishment which shall not visit the wrongdoers among you exclusively, and know that Allah is severe in retribution. So in such a case, the prayer of an individual and his seeking forgiveness for himself will be of no benefit. So that's why he ought to pray and seek forgiveness for all. And accordingly, if Allah removes the punishment from the rest, it would be removed from him as well. Our Lord, remove from us this punishment. Indeed, we have believed, the verse of the Holy Quran states.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad abaz. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
The second characteristic they have in common is that the petitioner represents all in this prayer. For such a kind of prayer is oftenly made by the phrase Our Lord, which denotes that a supplicant is actually representing all of the ones who are praying, and he is actually praying for all of them. And also, he does not separate himself from those who he's praying for, as is the case in the second kind of prayer. Rather, he represents all of them and prays for them and sees himself amidst those he's praying for. Such a supplication is the nearmost of supplications to response. So this kind is really close to istijaba, and the Almighty Allah has another special look on this. And there are actually 3 possibilities here. Either Allah the Exalted would reject it completely, or he answers part of it and rejects the other part, or he answers the whole of it. But Allah the Exalted is kinder than that he should reject a prayer completely, as discrimination is in granting a prayer does not behove the generous we are talking about. Therefore, there remains only the third possibility, which is granting the prayer in favor of all. So the most beautiful thing in this mode of prayer is that the individual is a messenger to Allah on behalf of all the ones he's representing. He represents them and addresses Allah on behalf of all, and he says, Our Lord, Rabbana. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.